Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Friday, April 5th. Boeing CEO just admitted something for the first time, and what a new study found about a recommended vaccine. Plus, who just became the fourth richest woman in the world, and how Snapchat and Tinder are teaming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time, Boeing's CEO is now admitting that the company's automated flight system likely played a role in two deadly plane crashes. He said the company is working to fix a software problem, saying, quote, "It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it, and we know how to do it." He also apologized to the victims' families. Remember, this comes right after investigators released the preliminary report for the crash that happened last month in Ethiopia. Reuters said the report found there were faulty sensor readings, which then activated the automatic system that pushed the nose down. And even though pilots followed procedures, they could not get the plane under control. Both deadly crashes, first in Indonesia, then in Ethiopia, involved a Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane, and now that model of aircraft has been grounded around the world. Investigators say Boeing needs to verify the issue is fixed before it's allowed to fly again. President Trump is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today, and now he says he will not close that border for at least another year. Trump has been threatening to close the border all week, even with warnings about the major impact it could have on the economy. He says Mexico is not doing enough to stop immigrant crossings and drugs. But now The Hill reports Trump is giving Mexico 1 year to fix it. And he says if Mexico doesn't do enough, he'll start putting new tariffs in place, basically an extra tax on cars coming into the U.S. from Mexico. And he says if that doesn't stop the drugs, then he would close the border. But it's not really clear how Trump would carry the tariffs out. He just reworked the trade agreement between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada last year. Remember that? And as part of that deal, the U.S. agreed Mexico would be exempt from tariffs on cars. For now, USA Today reports Mexican officials say they're willing to work with Trump to find the root causes of migration. Expect the March jobs report to come out today. And experts say it's an important one, that it will determine what the Fed may do next with interest rates. CNBC says the government reported that the number of jobs added back in February was shockingly low. But economists told The Wall Street Journal it was likely more of a speed bump than a sign of a major slowdown. They expect today's government report to show strong job growth again. And that'll be the case if the number of added jobs is at least 100,000. A big announcement from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormon Church. Church leaders now say the church will baptize the young children of parents who are gay, lesbian, or transgender. CBS News reports in 2015, the church refused, at least until those kids turned 18 and disavowed same-sex relationships. It was definitely controversial. Well, now that policy has officially changed. A new study shows a dramatic drop in cervical disease in Scotland, and researchers say it's thanks to the HPV vaccine given to young girls. The BBC reports the human papillomavirus, or HPV vaccine, is given to girls around the age of 12. HPV is a common sexually transmitted group of viruses, and some types are linked to cervical cancer. But the study says the vaccine has nearly wiped out cases of cervical precancer in young women since it was introduced about 10 years ago. As far as unvaccinated women, researchers believe they're also protected because the disease isn't spreading quite as much, that the vaccine created so-called herd protection. Researchers say the vaccine is highly effective, and the HPV vaccine should significantly reduce cervical cancer over the next few years. All right, a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Audible. If you haven't tried Audible yet, now is the time. I remember when I first tried Audible, it was when I was first thinking of starting a business and a podcast, so I listened to a Seth Godin business book in the car. I realized it was such a productive way to spend my time driving when I couldn't do anything else, especially when I wanted to dig a little deeper into something than a podcast could. So if you've been thinking about starting something new, or maybe you want to improve something that's already in your life, then try out Audible. There is something for you. Or maybe you've heard of motivational superstar Mel Robbins. Well, you can hear directly from her when you listen to her book, Take Control of Your Life, on Audible. In fact, with your 30-day Audible trial, your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Just go to audible.com/newsworthy or text newsworthy to 500-500. That's Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E, audible.com/newsworthy or text newsworthy to 500-500. Now back to the news. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie have finalized their divorce and its terms. Business Insider says Bezos will keep control of the company with 3/4 of the Amazon stock that they both owned and voting control of her shares as well. Still, the remaining stake that Mackenzie Bezos has is worth an estimated $36 billion, about a 4% stake in the entire company. Fortune says that makes her now the 4th richest woman in the world. She did hand over her stake in the Washington Post and the space exploration company Blue Origin, which Bezos owns as well. Amazon and Blue Origin might actually work together for this one. Amazon says it wants to offer internet to everyone and do it from space. CNBC says the company plans to use more than 3,000 satellites to provide the world with internet, specifically unserved and underserved communities. GeekWire says it will take years for the plan, known as Project Kuiper, to come to life, but there is a race to build a broadband network in space. SpaceX and OneWeb are also doing something similar, and both have already launched test satellites. Okay, one more thing about Amazon. Bloomberg reports the company is planning to come out with new wireless earbuds that will look and act a lot like Apple's AirPods. Amazon's version will have the voice assistant Alexa built in. Of course, Apple AirPods have Siri. Bloomberg says the new wireless earbuds are expected to come out as soon as the second half of this year. Get ready to see Snapchat stories in other apps like Tinder. The Verge says soon users will be able to send snaps directly from Snapchat to the dating app. It's part of Snapchat's new feature called App Stories, allowing third-party apps like Tinder and House Party to incorporate Snapchat stories. Tinder says prospective matches will be able to see your stories you send to the app starting this summer. A new study about cats found that, yes, they may be ignoring you on purpose. Researchers say most domestic cats do know when you're saying their name, so why don't they always come to you? Well, they just may not care. The Wall Street Journal says while many owners feel their cats do know their own names, there was actually little to no evidence to back it up until now. This new research says it doesn't necessarily mean cats understand their names as their identities, but they can recognize it and associate it with something, like food or when you pet them. Today is Kathy Lee Gifford's last day on the Today Show after 25 years. Expect a big emotional send-off this morning. Also in entertainment, this Sunday is the Academy of Country Music Awards. People reports you can expect to see big stars like Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Blake Shelton, and Luke Bryan. And Reba McEntire is the host for the 16th time. The ACM Awards are this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about today on thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and look for today's date. Please don't forget to tell someone new about The Newsworthy this weekend. I hate to think there are people out there who might benefit from the show who just don't know it exists. So thank you so much for those of you helping spread the word. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.